with SRN News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tanks and infantry pushed into Gaza over the weekend as Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu announced a second stage in the war entering its third week. The widening ground offensive came as Israel pounded the territory from air, land, and sea. Meanwhile, Israel's leader says the escalating war with Hamas will be long and difficult.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is opening a new phase of the war, sending forces into Gaza and expanding attacks from the ground, air, and sea. He also says such activities will increase as Israel prepares for a complete ground invasion. The goal, Netanyahu says, is the destruction of Hamas, but Israel has to consider hostages held by Hamas in its tunneled network. Netanyahu's comments come after an escalation of bombardments, which knocked out communications, creating a near blackout of information in Gaza. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
China's foreign minister says the road to an expected meeting between President Xi Jinping and President Biden would not be smooth sailing. In a meeting between Foreign Minister Wang Yi and Mr. Biden together with the latter's top aides, both sides agreed to work toward a bilateral meeting of the sidelines of a summit in San Francisco in November. Also at SRNnews.com, another presidential hopeful is withdrawing from the race.
I came here to say it's become clear to me this is not my time. So after much prayer and deliberation, I have decided to suspend my campaign for president effective today.
That's former Vice President Pence making the announcement at yesterday's Republican Jewish Coalition Forum in Las Vegas. Meanwhile, Asa Hutchinson says the campaign manager for his beleaguered bid for the presidential nomination is departing, but he is not dropping out of the crowded race. SRN News. Christianity appears to be fighting for its life in China.
The Communist Party has officially banned anyone under the age of 18 from having any formal religious affiliation. Kids cannot go to Sunday school, Christian summer camps, or engage in any kind of religious education. Public schools in China deliver a steady diet of atheism, and students pledge allegiance to the CCP. It's all part of an effort to keep future generations from coming to Christ, an effort which appears to be failing as Christianity continues to grow in the giant country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of churches across the country are finding new sources of revenue, selling parking spaces to fans attending nearby events. Philadelphia's Calvary Baptist Church raises up to $3,000 selling space for the every Philadelphia Union Major League Soccer game, and a Nashville church is offering their spots during concerts at nearby Nissan Stadium. This is SRN News. A free trip out of town to anywhere you want to go. That's the offer from New York City's mayor.
Democrat Mayor Eric Adams says the city will pay for one-way airline tickets to anywhere in the world to ease the crisis. Adams says his sanctuary city is running out of room and the shelters are full. It was revealed this week that New Yorkers are being stuck with the laundry bills for illegals. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
General Motors Cruise says it is suspending its driverless operations nationwide as the robo-taxi service works to rebuild public trust. The announcement came just days after California regulators revoked Cruise's license after determining its driverless cars, which recently began transporting passengers throughout San Francisco, posed dangers to public safety. World Series knotted up at a game apiece after Arizona beat Texas last night 9-1. Today's a day off. Game 3 tomorrow night. More at SRNnews.com.